WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. There will not be a Triple Crown winner this year, but that could make the 144th Preakness Stakes more exciting to watch this evening.
The top three finishers from the Kentucky Derby are out, so who does that leave as the favorite?
Improbable is a horse. He is probably going to be the favorite here. He's trained by Bob Baffert, and no other trainer has won more than Baffert has.
But Frank Vespi with the Racing Biz isn't sold on that horse. Who does he like?
A couple local horses are of real interest here. You got a horse named Always Mining, who was bred here in Maryland. He is a legitimate contender here who cleaned up against the local horses through the winter and spring.
And keep an eye on Win Win Win. Post time, 6:48 tonight. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And while it will be an exciting day at Pimlico today, it was a sad one yesterday when a filly died on the track.
Congrats Gal, a Florida-bred three-year-old who was running in her sixth career race, collapsed and died running at Pimlico Racecourse just one day before that course was set to hold the second leg of the Triple Crown. The filly managed to finish the race, finishing last out of the eight horses in the field, but fell to the dirt about 100 yards past the finish line. Jockey Trevor McCarthy said Congrats Gal felt hot walking on the track before the race. She was taken from the track by ambulance and later died. A cause of death is not yet known. John Stolness on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A dental assistant is found guilty of sexually abusing a teenage patient while having her wisdom teeth pulled in 2017. The 17-year-old girl was waking up from surgery at Maryland Oral Surgery Associates in Silver Spring when she found a man inappropriately touching her. Mervyn Rivas Chang's DNA was found on the victim. He faces decades behind bars when he's sentenced June 21st. Porn star Stormy Daniels reaches a settlement with the president's former attorney, Michael Cohen, and her former attorney.
Adult film actress Stormy Daniels sued Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, and Keith Davidson last June, accusing them of brokering a deal in which she was paid $130,000 to prevent her from publicly speaking about her alleged sexual relationship with the president. Trump has denied there was a sexual encounter, but his attorneys admit to approving the $130,000 payment to Daniels to ensure her silence. Bill Michaels, Washington.
If you think Starbucks is expensive, the price of a cup of coffee at one California cafe will likely stun you. One cup of Clatch's Coffee's exclusive brew sells for a whopping $75. It's made from beans that went for $803 a pound at auction. In sports, the Nats fell to the Cubs 14-6. That series continues today. The O's beat the Indians 5-1, game 3 in that series today. NBA playoffs, the Bucks beat the Raptors 125-103. Tonight, the Warriors play the Trailblazers. And in the NHL finals, the Blues beat the Sharks 2-1. Up next, traffic and weather on WMA.
The annual America's Future Foundation Gala and Buckley Awards is May 23rd at Nationals Park. This must-attend event for liberty-minded young professionals promises to educate, inspire, and activate young leaders passionate about advancing freedom across the country. Enjoy food, drink, music, fun games, and exclusive access to Nats Park. Learn how to purchase tickets, plus enter to win tickets to the annual America's Future Foundation Gala and Buckley Awards at WMAL.com/contests.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
It's 7:05 WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You will find some slow-going traffic on 395 southbound between King Street and Duke Street with some road work on the right lane and the right center lane. Also, northbound 395 is slow headed to the 14th Street Bridge, and it is slow across the freeway on the 14th Street Bridge. The D.C. 2019 bike ride is going on today, so there are numerous closures in the Tidal Basin area, including Ohio Drive between Main Avenue and the Potomac Parkway, and also we do have Main Avenue closed between the freeway, 12th Street, and Independence Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly sunny, high near 81. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low around 65. And tomorrow, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 88. Right now, 66 degrees in Dumfries, 64 in Silver Spring, and 65 here in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Remember to check out our annual Outlook seminar by logging on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and clicking on Annual Seminar. The goal of our seminar is clear. We'll leave economic predictions to the talking heads and instead help you understand what the markets themselves are telling us. Log in and see how the evidence suggests you can be positioned to properly balance potential return with risk management.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Hi, it's Michael Robinson. And you know what I love? I love kids, and I love helping kids excel in sports and in life. But for kids to excel and stay active, they have to take care of their feet. Yes, their feet. You see, many of the shoes that kids wear are bad for their feet. Cleats and other athletic shoes often have little or no arch support, and that makes it very hard on young feet. Believe me, as a former football player who suffered with foot pain, I know. One thing I also know is that the Good Feet Store can help. When I saw how much of a difference personally fit arch supports from the Good Feet Store made in my life, I immediately wished I had been fitted as a young athlete. If you love kids the way that I do, then do me a favor. Take them to the Good Feet Store and have them fitted for youth arch supports. Let's work from the ground up to keep these wonderful kids healthy and active. I want your kids to excel, and they can with arch supports from the Good Feet Store.
The Good Feet Store is located in Richmond, Newport News, Rockville, Maryland, and now open in Fairfax.
At Blue Cross Blue Shield, our companies take what we learn from covering one in three Americans to make healthcare work better. From pinpointing hotspots for childhood asthma and taking action to keep kids in school, to matching patients with the primary care doctors they need, we use our unmatched data and unique insights to address the needs of the communities we serve for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Now, the Saturday morning update. At AM 630.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is a fixture, not only here, but also at the White House, because he is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist for Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, and what a lovely morning it is.
The president out with an immigration plan this week. Lindsey Graham also out with an immigration plan, but there's different topics and different plans. So let's start off with the president. Rose Garden speech, and has already been met with a lot of negativity, obviously, from Democrats and much of the media. But in essence, where's the president going on immigration?
Let me be clear about this. The president's new proposal dealt with the issue of legal immigration, not a peep about illegal immigration. And very simply, the president wants to change the focus of the 1.1 million visas that the government issues to immigrants each year. Right now, they're based on the family. And if one comes into the United States from another country, he or she can bring family members, hence the term chain migration. The president wants to base these visas on ability and talent, giving it to, say, young students who had the highest grades, or people who excelled in a particular skill, such as computer science, that the United States needs at this point. So it would be, in the president's words, a merit-based immigration system. Not good enough for for Nancy Pelosi, who pointed out that in her view, families are merits as well. And Speaker Pelosi also said that the president's plan was, surprise, dead on arrival.
But if the president proposes a merit-based system and the Congress, let's say, is opposed, could they meet somewhere in the middle? And isn't that the reason that the president comes up with controversial proposals, because he doesn't expect to get it all, but he hopes to meet somewhere in the middle?
There's an argument for that, but let's put it on the table. When we talk about Trump and immigration, we really don't get beyond Republicans supporting him and Democrats opposing him. The Democrats right now are going to try to come up with something entirely different than what the president spoke of, namely merit-based immigration. And it would seem that if he were to end his proposal for building a wall on the issue of illegal immigration, he would still have determined opposition from the other side of the aisle.
Let's turn to Lindsey Graham's proposal. That was on illegal immigration.
Lindsey Graham, Republican senator from South Carolina, has always been a player in efforts to reach a great compromise on the issue of immigration. He worked with his close friend, the late Senator John McCain, on a compromise package back in 2013. He told me once, had Obama focused a bit of attention and used a bit of political clout to pass the compromise package, they would have made it, and as he said, McCain and I would have helped him. But so absorbed was the president during the 2 years that he had Democratic control of Congress that in no way was he going to use his clout for anything except, you guessed it, the Affordable Care Act. But that's in the past. Lindsey Graham wants now to change the focus of people coming into the United States. Instead of registering at the border to come across as a refugee or an immigrant, immigrants would register at the embassy in their home country or in Mexico. And this certainly changes exactly what goes on when a person initially decides that he or she wants to come into the United States. In addition, he had other measures in his bill, such as allowing children to stay in this area 100 days, not 20 days, as is currently the law. Again, Graham's bill will probably get some traction in the Senate, but like everything else to deal with immigration, will die in the other house of Congress.
I want to turn to an interview that Fox News' Bill Hemmer did with the Attorney General William Barr. Wide-ranging interview. What stood out to you in what the Attorney General had to say on Friday?
Very easily. He is a lawyer's lawyer. Bill Barr is practically the living embodiment of Hamilton Berger, the district attorney in the old Perry Mason series, coming back. Relentless, not giving up on his positions, but certainly not always successful with the public. In Barr's case, he spoke of having no problem at all if Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller testifies before Congress. Barr's relationship with the president he described as open and honest. The two talk with each other face to face, and they don't pull anything back. And that's pretty normal for an attorney general.
One quick note, John. The Democrats keep claiming that Attorney General Barr is the president's attorney and not the attorney general of the United States. How does the relationship with Trump, Barr, and the way Barr has handled things contrast with, let's say, Eric Holder or the Kennedys or any number of attorney general presidential relationships in the past? Is this out of the norm?
No, it's not out of the norm at all. Franklin Roosevelt named the former Democratic National Chairman, Homer Cummings, from my home state of Connecticut. He was the Attorney General. Later on, Dwight Eisenhower followed that same path and named campaign manager Herb Brunel as his man at the Justice Department. John Kennedy had brother Robert Kennedy at Justice. Richard Nixon had his law partner, John Mitchell. Ronald Reagan actually had his longtime personal attorney, William French Smith, as his attorney general. I could give you example after example, all culminating in Eric Holder describing himself as the president's wingman. And when did this ever come up as an issue that the attorney general should not be an alter ego or have a client-lawyer relationship with the president? It came up when William Barr started to defend his president, Donald Trump.
Another talking point of the Democrats and many in the media these days is that we're in a constitutional crisis. Can't tell you how many times I've heard that word in monitoring radio and cable television. Are we in a constitutional crisis based on the number of subpoenas that are being ignored? Or how does this contrast with the prior subpoenas issued in other administrations?
Oh, my goodness. They are still chewing on that old rug. And I will tell you, I was there during the Bush administration, that is George W. Bush's second 4 years in the White House, when the president fired every U.S. attorney and wanted to appoint other people. Democrats smelled a rat, and they began to have hearings. And, of course, they subpoenaed papers and White House staffers. The subpoenas were ignored by the administration. The late White House Press Secretary Tony Snow said that we are not going to comply because if we did honor the subpoenas, you would have White House staffers going up to the Hill testifying under Klieg lights, and we would have show trials here in the United States. I might add that Andrei Sitov, bureau chief for the Russian news agency TASS, turned to me and said rather audibly, "They don't know what show trials are."
All right. In the wake of Brexit, Theresa May is making her exit in June. President Trump will be in the UK in June. Makes for an interesting scenario.
It certainly does, that the prime minister will host a state dinner for the president, will welcome him on his first state visit to the United Kingdom as she's waving goodbye to the sceptered island and to the community of world leaders. Just last week, Theresa May met privately with the 1922 committee, the key political arm of her conservative party, and she indicated she would make one more step to get a Brexit phase-out passed by Parliament. And few doubt that she can cobble together the coalition of votes needed to enact it. In any event, by the beginning of June, failing that, she will submit her resignation, starting the process by which first members of Parliament and then registered member of the Conservative Party select a leader, and then that leader of the party automatically becomes prime minister. In other words, these are May's last days, and what will follow will be very interesting. I might add that the front runner for the position so far is former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who was the chairman of the committee that successfully led the fight for Brexit in 2016.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. John, as always, thank you so much.
Never a boring day, and apparently never a cool day.
Thank you, John. 7:19, Saturday morning update, WMAL. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer between now and 8. But right now, we'll check the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
You will find some slow traffic right now traveling on northbound 395 heading to and across the 14th Street Bridge. The 2019 D.C. bike ride is taking place with numerous street closures in the area, including on Independence Avenue, Main Avenue. Ohio Drive will be closed between Main Avenue and the Potomac Parkway, so do keep that in mind. Also, we are seeing some slowing traffic now as you travel on southbound D.C. 295, making your way from East Capitol Street to the long-term work zone at Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, a high of 81. Some thunderstorms possible tomorrow, high 88. 30% chance of rain on Sunday. Partly cloudy Monday and Tuesday, high to 89 on Monday. We'll be in the 70s Tuesday, 65 right now. We're headed to 81, 720 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by Cheryl Atkinson, Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist and New York Times best-selling author. She hosts Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on ABC7. And Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
In the wake of the release of the Mueller report, the investigation of the investigators has been a hot topic recently, and of course that meaning the origins of the investigation of President Trump and the administration. As you've heard the debate this week, what stands out to you?
Well, remember that I reported for probably the better part of 2 years on investigating the investigators and on what I call the intelligence operation against Donald Trump, which I think was pretty clear, based not just on evidence that was coming out, but sources I have. And as I see this investigation move forward into the investigators, I see panic, I see desperation on the part of those who have worked very hard to deflect attention from not only their role in what happened in 2016, but I keep reminding people, I think this is not about just what they did to the Trump campaign and how. It's about why. If there was a decade, actually more than a decade, of surveillance abuses prior to 2016 that they wanted to keep, according to my sources, that they wanted to keep hidden and covered up. So the bigger picture isn't, gee, how did the 2016 investigation of Trump start? It's also why and what are the bigger acts and the more serious problems that would be uncovered if we look backwards as to what these same people have been doing in our intel community for well over a decade.
I know you're being joined by a veteran reporter on Full Measure tomorrow who has done stories from some of the most dangerous locations in the world, and she will be at a relatively dangerous location again this weekend.
Right. Lara Logan and I, we were colleagues at CBS News, and she's doing some border reporting for us. And the assignment was, as we do on Full Measure, just go find out what's going on. No spin, no narrative, don't try to prove a certain point, which she never does. And she brought back just really fascinating stories. The last time I reported from the border, there was activity, but nothing like she found. I mean, it's pretty stunning. She was interviewing border officials, and illegal immigrants were just walking up 1, 2, 4, 10 at a time, turning themselves over. And you get to see for yourself what they're dealing with. And in this one spot where she was in Texas, she was the Rio Grande, 1,000 a day, easy, turn themselves in. And they have so many, they have no place to put them. So, you know, lots of them are released. I believe they had well over 100,000 in April alone. And I think they turned out, they said, just into the public 33,000 because they don't have places to hold them.
We saw the reaction this week from Broward County executives when there was talk of the administration moving some of the illegal immigrants from Texas to Broward County and Palm Beach County in Florida. It just seems as though if it's Texas's problem, nobody seems to pay much attention to it because they're not close to it, they don't see it in person. But when there is a threat of it coming to your neighborhood, then everybody really wakes up.
Listen, the argument is on both sides. One side says that these illegal immigrants add to our community, they commit less crime, they bring in income, and they make us better. The other side says, yes, that's true of some, but we need to know more. It's certainly not true of all. I say, let's find out which is true. Invite them into the places that want them. Invite them into your communities. Invite them into your home. They need sponsors, and they will make your life better. They will make your household richer. They will do great things for the community, and we'll know after a year. If that's the case, then we can turn to the other side and say, look, we've got some data now. But a lot of these communities are not wanting to welcome them in. They're saying Trump wants to punish us. How is it punishment if you think they're a net gain or a net benefit to your society? That's a reward, not a punishment. So it seems a little incongruent to me.
Another story you have tomorrow on the show. President Trump, of course, has been outside of the traditional lobbying efforts in Washington, but that's not stopping the lobbyists from trying to influence the president. How are they going about it?
Well, I think this story is some of the best evidence that what we knew, why Democrats and some Republicans alike were against Donald Trump. He was outside the established money system that Jeb Bush would have been part of, that Hillary Clinton would have been part of, where corporations and special interests literally pay through donations, pay the right people or donate to the right campaigns to make sure hearings do not happen or that certain hearings do or that laws are written a certain way. Well, they didn't have the same or the right people, the pipeline to go through with Donald Trump. So they've been looking for new ways, and we're highlighting one of them on Full Measure. It's called geofencing. It's kind of creepy. They literally can find out the location of where the president is and then technologically send ads and information to through the Internet to all the devices and phones of the people in that building around the president, hoping to reach him with their arguments, with their spin on things. And one reason that's controversial is if these ads were on TV, there would be disclosure requirements, who's paying for them and who these groups are. But there's no such requirement right now for these sorts of Internet lobbying and Internet ads. And so it's just one way that's sort of around a typical oversight system.
Cheryl Atkison, host of Full Measure. It's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Cheryl, thank you very much as always.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
And you too. 727 Saturday morning update, WMAL. We'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange Incorporated.
I wish this double chin would just go away. Well, your wish is our command with Jediasel's outrageous extended Mother's Day sale. Double chin, sagging jawlines, and turkey necks. They're the real problems until now. Introducing the new Genucel jawline treatment formulated with MDL technology. Robin from Lubbock, Texas wrote in and said, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. It's the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young and I'm blown away. You could have expensive or harsh treatments to look younger, but why would you do that? For this week only, get the Genucel jawline treatment absolutely free when you order the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. And for a limited time, Chamonix will include a special surprise luxury gift. 800-525-2720 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
American Military University is a respected educator to national security professionals, a distinction earned by never forgetting our students are priority one. We keep tuition affordable, attract field-tested faculty, and provide curriculum that helps keep you ahead of industry trends. When you enroll at AMU, you join a community respected by area employers. Get started at amuonline.com. AMU is part of the American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. Another victory for pro-lifers in Missouri. The state legislature passed a bill yesterday prohibiting abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. It does include an exemption when the mother's life is at risk, but not for cases of rape or incest. Governor Mike Parson says he will sign the bill, but did not say when. Democratic State Senator Jill Shupp says the 8-week ban goes against Roe versus Wade, which says a fetus is viable at around 24 weeks. History's already been made at the Preakness, even before the horses run the second leg of the Triple Crown today at Pimlico. Correspondent Joe Ramsey.
For the first time since 1951, none of the top three finishers of the Kentucky Derby will compete in the Preakness. Country House, the 65-1 long shot Derby winner, is out due to an illness, so no Triple Crown for the colt, the first Derby champ to not race in the Preakness in two decades. Meanwhile, Maximum Security's owners are still protesting the interference disqualification and will not run the horse today. And the second and third place finishers in Kentucky also pulled out.
Today's favorite horse, Improbable. Post time, 6:48 p.m. Northern Virginia is a popular destination for craft beer breweries, and soon there'll be a new alcoholic drink made in Alexandria. Hard cider will soon be produced at a 6,000-square-foot warehouse complete with tasting room. Delegate Mark Levine says the main drink of choice in colonial days was apple cider.
Bringing back this really old Alexandria, old Virginia tradition. They're using 100% Virginia apples.
Levine says Lost Boy Cider is a joint project involving the entrepreneur, the city, and the state. In sports, the Nats fell to the Cubs, the O's beat the Indians, the Bucks beat the Raptors 125-103, and in the NHL Finals, the Blues beat the Sharks. Up next, traffic and weather.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource, and with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter. I know firsthand that Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. In the typical supply chain, the manufacturer builds a window, marks it up, and sells to a distributor, who then marks it up and sells the window to a dealer, who also adds their markup. That's a lot of markup. Plus, who's responsible if you have a warranty claim? Thompson Creek Window Company is different because they are the manufacturer, so you won't pay the middleman markup. And they are totally accountable to their customers. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Call now to save 40% for a limited time. Buy one window and get 40% off the next window, plus 0% interest until December 2020. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You will still find some slow-going traffic through the work zone on southbound 395 between King Street and Duke Street along the right lane and the right center lane for bridge maintenance operations. Also, if you're traveling northbound 395, expect delays approaching the 14th Street Bridge, and it is slow across the bridge. Keep in mind, numerous road closures are in effect due to the 2019 D.C. bike ride race that is going on now. Lots of closures around the National Mall, and that will include 395 HOV lanes on the 14th Street Bridge, as well as Independence Avenue between Ohio Drive and 14th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly sunny, a high near 81, right now 65 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Are you an overthinker?
Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of the Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. In 3 decades of serving folks like you here at Edelman Financial Engines, we've met a lot of folks who were trapped because they were overthinking their financial decisions. We get it. This can be scary stuff. You work really hard and you make a lot of sacrifices to save all your money. And well, just imagine if you make a mistake. Bad investment choices, the wrong mortgage, incorrect insurance coverage. It's enough to keep anyone awake at night. So here are 2 pieces of advice to help you solve the problem. First, realize that most decisions can be changed. And second, it's not just you, it's we. You don't have to go it alone. Let us help you. You'll get our experience and our expertise. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines. It's one decision you don't have to overthink. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Alban Rents has been reloaded. New management, new equipment, new locations. With the same reliability and service you've come to trust. Offering a full fleet of both CAT and non-CAT equipment, including lifts, trucks, trailers, and more. All available for daily, weekly, or monthly rates. With 9 locations and more on the way, we're equipped to help you with any job. Get started today at albanrents.com. That's albanrents.com. Rents reloaded. More than just dirt.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
I wish this double chin would just go away. Well, your wish is our command with JDSL's outrageous extended Mother's Day sale. Double chin, sagging jawlines, and turkey necks. They're the real problems until now. Introducing the new Genucel jawline treatment formulated with MDL technology. Robin from Lubbock, Texas wrote in and said, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. It's the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young and I'm blown away. You could have expensive or harsh treatments to look younger, but why would you do that? For this week only, get the Genucel jawline treatment absolutely free when you order the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. And for a limited time, Chamonix will include a special surprise luxury gift. 800-525-2720 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Lots to talk about with you this morning. First off, the Attorney General, Bill Barr, interview yesterday with Bill Hemmer at Fox News, and we played quite a bit of it during the morning. But here's just one clip, and then I want to get your read on this. And he's talking about did the Attorney General find that he was able to get any answers to his questions about the origins of the Russia probe when he came into the job?
Well, I thought when I came in from the outside that all the questions that I had and many other people had that would be readily answered once I got in, but I haven't found that to be the case.
And I know that you have been following the investigation of the investigators quite closely. Yeah. And your thoughts on the highlights of the week as this story continues to develop.
Well, it's interesting, two things. First, that, you know, all the folks who were following the Russian narrative now see, you know, Mr. Barr as an enemy. Because he simply came in, opened his eyes, asked questions, and as he just said in that interview, he didn't find answers that were adequate. So part two of this, obviously, is, I think, relevant to the rule of law. We cannot have any political party essentially take over and use national security apparatus as an extension of the political machine that's trying to elect or prevent someone from being elected. And I don't, this is what I don't get about this, Rick. Anybody within the sound of our voices who is a Democrat should be very much concerned about this as much as anyone else, because they seem to forget that people like Barr are going to come in and be an arbiter of the truth and try to prevent this from happening, to include stopping Republicans from using these things against the Democrats. And this is where I think we as Americans who believe in a constitutional republic, we have to support Barr's internal review. And so right now he's making progress from what I'm hearing, and it's probably going to get bigger based on some other appointments he's made.
I want to play an interesting cut. This is Chuck Todd with the former FBI General Counsel James Baker, and very interesting dialogue. And listen to where Chuck Todd goes with this.
You had a few FBI informants. I believe you had somebody that working for the FBI and also an informant in Stefan Halper. I understand you.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that.
I understand that. But this gentleman ended up in the White House for a White House meeting as an FBI informant. At some point, did you think, what have we... That was alarming, Reed, that an FBI informant was still sort of actively helping your investigation, but also pretending to be a Trump ally. Do you see why, under that circumstance, perhaps why the president is so paranoid?
I understand why people are concerned about the power of the FBI and some of the investigative techniques that we use, again, without confirming or denying the specifics of what you're saying here. And the point is, what were we trying to do? What were we focused on? Again, I'm saying it again. We were focused on what the Russians were up to, why they were doing it, how they were doing it. We were trying to gather information about that. We weren't trying to gather information about politics or protected First Amendment activities.
Interesting back and forth there. Your read on that exchange.
Well, two things. First, Rick, anytime you have an asset in play, there has to be a very clear set of operational objectives. I mean, again, this is something I know for a fact. And those objectives have to be stipulated based on a completely clear and authorized operation. And the prerequisite of that operation has to be, in this case, a clear evidence that someone was spying. And to date, we found there's been absolutely no evidence. So Comey is lying. Let me say it very clearly. Comey is lying here. Secondly, regarding someone being at the White House as an asset, again, the only way you do that, the only reason you do that, is because you're trying to pick up something that you can't get anywhere else. And in this case, again, there was no evidence to the point in time where Halper showed up at the White House that the Trump campaign was doing anything with Russia. So, again, it was absolutely focused on First Amendment and political issues, not on Russia. Again, we remember the Mueller report has shown there was no collusion. So the fact that we had these guys running around undercover, Halper being a Pentagon asset, by the way, which is another big issue, indicates to me that this was what it appears to be. The FBI functioning as a domestic extension of the Democrat Party as part of what they were doing.
There was some spin going back and forth yesterday regarding the Mike Flynn investigation,
right,
and when it started, and whether President Obama had warned President Trump about General Flynn. And my understanding of that warning was that it had nothing to do with any security aspect or any questions about national security in the warning Obama gave to Trump. He just basically said, hey, you know, this guy, you know, is not a guy I would recommend. And that's because they had some political back and forth in their dealings between Obama and Flynn. But there was no mention apparently in that conversation about, hey, we think he's a Russian asset, you better not get around this guy.
Yeah, two things on that. I mean, break it down as quick as possible because it's very complex. First, it appears now, and Catherine Herridge did some reporting on this from Fox a few days ago, that Mike Flynn was pretty much under investigation from the moment he left the Obama administration. I think we're going to see a lot more on that. When he stepped down as director of BIA, they really feared him and they put him under investigation. I think we're going to find that all out. Secondly, to your point, during 2016, prior to the election, Mike Flynn was being investigated, apparently, but no one knew it. I know for a fact, Rick, that the Pentagon, who Mike had had to report to on his trip to Russia and other things, had no idea that he was being investigated. So this tells me this was not a legitimate foreign counterintelligence investigation, because when you do one of those, everybody in the intelligence community is aware of that. Apparently only CIA and FBI were aware of this. And to your point, I wasn't in the room with President Trump and President Obama, but everything I've heard indicates that simply it was Obama warning President Trump right after the victory in November of 16 that Mike Flynn's a bad guy. There was not a word, about any real security concerns, which again indicates to me there was some false effort behind the scenes trying to create this narrative, something going on to basically leave breadcrumbs for someone to come and pick up later and make it look like Mike Flynn was a bad guy. So, you know, I think that's what we're finding here. And Comey's comments to me and what he's trying to do here is trying to, again, continue to fall back on this. Well, it was only a legitimate investigation, when everything indicates to me there is no prerequisite. There is no requirement for investigation based on there was no evidence of wrongdoing.
In other words, the interpretation probably by the president at that point, President Trump, was that there was a personality clash between Obama and Flynn, as opposed to any national security risk.
And again, in absence of legitimate law enforcement coming and briefing President Trump and President-elect Trump, what's he supposed to expect? So again, Rick, these people, the Obama people, were playing politics. It's required, by the way, if Mike Flynn was under investigation for some sort of a collusion, it's required by the law, by EO 12333, in the extension of the implementation, that if that was the case, President Trump and his people, who are U.S. citizens, were obligated to be briefed by the FBI if there's a legitimate concern. They were never briefed on any security concern regarding Mike Flynn. It was all about personality.
James Comey was at it last night on Twitter. This is what James Comey tweeted. The AG should stop sliming his own department. If there are bad facts, show us, or search for them professionally, and then tell us what you found. An AG must act like the leader of the Department of Justice, an organization based on truth. Donald Trump has enough spokespeople. Rather amusing that Comey says search for them professionally, just like Strzok and Page and that team did. And speaking of sliming, I mean, Comey should know, being slime.
Well, Rick, that's the most, you know, I got to say, for someone who's supposed to be smart, that's one of the dumbest comments I've ever seen from a man who, you know, I mean, my God, he had half the people working for him on this foreign counterintelligence thing fired. He has seen, he can't be that oblivious to have observed all of the texts that were sent by his people during the time he was in charge regarding their personal beliefs and hate for President Trump. So this man, Comey, is the last one to be preaching to anybody about ethics or focus. As a matter of fact, at this point, if I were him, I'd be looking at making sure that I take my money from the New York Times or from the New York Times bestseller and getting a good legal team, because I think a lot of those facts that Barr is going to find are going to come back and sit on his face.
Well, he's pushing the paperback that came out May 7th.
Yeah.
All right, want to turn to Iran, but we're going to check the traffic and weather first. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Some slow-going traffic in the district on DC 295 southbound from East Capitol Street, making your way towards that long-term work zone at Pennsylvania Avenue. Also slow traffic on 395 southbound between King Street and Duke Street, with construction in the right lane and the right center lane. And watch out on 66 westbound just east of Route 29 in Gainesville. There is a disabled vehicle, and that is blocking the right lane. Also keep in mind the numerous street closures along the Tidal Basin area due to the 2019 DC bike ride, and that includes the 395 HOV lanes on the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today, high 81. Thunderstorms possible tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, high of 88 on Sunday. Cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, will be up to 89 on Monday, back down in the 70s on Tuesday. 66 now, headed to 81. 749 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
749, we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and a lot of attention to Iran this week, especially in the media. Richard Blumenthal expecting that we're going to go to war. However, President Trump answered the question this way. He said, "I hope not." Tony, you follow this very closely. Give us your impressions of what is going on in Iran and why the dust up at this point.
Yeah, I wrote an editorial on this yesterday. It's just in editing. It should be out soon. And I point out several kind of false narratives in the media. First, President Trump has no desire and has shown no desire to, he's been in for 2 years now. He's not deploying troops everywhere, and he's reluctant to do it. With that said, Rick, he's been very clear and I think very Reagan-esque in his application of national will. This is something that there are now indicators based on attacks against Saudi Arabian holdings, at least two ships, and looks like an oil pipeline has been attacked, and it's kind of like the usual suspects. We're looking at Iran. And Iran has been kind of in the position of being further contained. They don't like it. The IRGC has been declared a terror organization, and we're now trying to get off funds from third parties paying them for fuel. And so their economy's tanking, and I think this is their way, the Iranian way of, kind of feeling the water, see if they can get away with stuff. And President Trump's going to put a stop to it. I don't believe for a minute we're going to go to war, but Rick, President Trump's going to make it very clear through his actions and words that, we're not going to stand back and let the Iranians have a free run of the Persian Gulf to do whatever they want to trouble our allies.
So we had intel on some movements of the Iranian missiles and things. Saudi
right.
Arabia has blamed Iran for the attacks on the pipeline facility. Insurance investigators who were looking at the boats that were attacked, those ships that were attacked, they're pointing at Iran.
Right.
And Israel has got intel that points in Iran. I mean, we do have like four different angles on this. It's not just one source.
Right. And I think that's what we need to recognize. I mean, I'm a big believer in going with U.S. intelligence from U.S. sources. And by the way, not using middlemen who you buy information from, just saying. We have a very effective ability to generate our own verifiable information. And I think everything I'm hearing is that we actually do indeed have good evidence, and that's why we've made the significant movement of, resources, B-52s and other things into the region to make that point very clear.
At some point, do you think there will be discussion between President Trump and Iran, or will this one just continue to fester?
The Swiss have tried to step in and work to negotiate this, and I think I have hopes. The Iranians have kind of tried a little bit at the top to signal that they don't want to go to war. Trust me, Rick, I think the Iranians have to be reminded, and they are, that they have the most to lose. Things are bad for them. It could be even worse if they decide to become more aggressive. And I think that's the thing we're trying to do right now. They're trying to do right now is make sure that that message is passed via diplomatic sources to the Iranian mullahs.
We got about a minute and a half or so to turn to Russia. So Kim Jong-un goes, meets with Putin. Mike Pompeo met with Putin. It must be kind of interesting to be in Putin's shoes, kind of hanging out with both sides.
That's true. And I guess, if you have lifts in your shoes, it's very important. It's pretty short. No, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that. I mean, there's a picture of Mike and Mike Pompeo and Putin together, and, it's kind of obvious. Anyway, back to this. I'm sorry. I can't resist this stuff sometimes. Anyway, look, there are three areas of interest we really have to focus on with them. First off is North Korea. They do have an interest in keeping that issue on the proper track. Look, if the North Koreans go violent, they get hit big time, just like the Chinese. So I think that's an area of interest. And then also we have Afghanistan that we're trying to work with, and then just terror in general. I mean, the Islamic radicalism has hit the Russians in as many severe ways, if not more severe ways than us. So as much as during the Cold War we had to keep a clear understanding of what they want, and for those who follow Russia, the Russian negotiation position always is what's ours is ours and what's yours is negotiable. As long as you go in with that, understanding that, and take a very hard line, I think we can work with them. And Mike Pompeo is a very strong diplomat, and I think it was a productive talk between he and Vladimir Putin.
All right. Well, I can imagine the press guy that did not get the step stool for Putin for that photo op probably on the way to Siberia this morning with a one-way ticket.
That's right.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you very much, Tony.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
You bet. 7:54 Saturday morning update. KT McFarland traveling this weekend, and she will be back with us next week.
American Military University is proud to be a respected provider of education to our nation's security professionals. AMU offers affordable online bachelor's and master's programs for today's cyber warrior. AMU is at the forefront of cybersecurity education and has been recognized by the NSA as a national center of excellence for cyber defense education. Classes start monthly to fit your schedule. Visit AMUonline.com to get started today. AMU is part of American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
The Big Screen Store's Cash Back Memorial Day event. Get 15% cash back on Samsung's most popular TVs only at the Big Screen Store.
Whoa!
That's up to $900 in savings. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store's Cash Back Memorial Day event. Get 15% cash back on Samsung's most popular TVs only at the Big Screen Store.
Whoa!
That's up to $900 in savings. The Big Screen Store.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want you to meet Denise. Like many others, she suffers from sleep apnea.
I would wake up in the morning feeling very tired, like I hadn't slept at all. I would wake up every morning with a headache, and that feeling basically lasted all day.
It can really take a toll.
I was struggling at work. I'm too tired to do anything at home once I got home, and I didn't know where my life was going.
How were you feeling?
I was desperate at that point.
After trying many options, you discovered Inspire, a sleep apnea solution and alternative to CPAP. Now, how has life been since Inspire?
Things are great. I feel brighter all day.
What's the biggest change you've seen?
I can go to the movies. I can watch a movie on TV, and I see the beginning, middle, and end.
It seems like such a small thing, but sounds like it's made a big impact.
My life is great. Life is just great.
To learn how you can treat sleep apnea without a mask like Denise does and review important safety information, visit InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Patient testimonials are genuine and typical. However, results may vary.
Blue Cross Blue Shield believes everyone should have access to health care, no matter who you are or where you live. That's why, in every state, our companies are working to improve health and expand access to care. From training former military medics to serve rural America, to helping expectant mothers recover from opioid dependence, we're investing, community by community, for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Hey guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert, on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxetril, the potent all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxetril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxetril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxetril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril, call 800-217-1579. 800-217-1579. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-217-1579. 800-217-1579.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. A couple of quick tips to save you some time over the weekend. For the Preakness, neither Maximum Security, the first winner in the Kentucky Derby, nor Country House, the second winner, will run in the Preakness afternoon. And Tiger Woods missed the cut at the PGA Championship, so you won't see him this weekend. 8 o'clock, we've got the news next with Heather Curtis, then it's Garden Sense.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.